USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advance look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
First-time jobless claims continue to drop. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The unemployment lines, as we used to call them, are shorter than they've been in about 50 years. The Labor Department reporting on Thursday that 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest since September of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan is announcing the creation of a fund towards helping to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire.
The From St. Patrick to Notre Dame Fund to help rebuild the magnificent House of Faith and monument to civilization in Paris.
Colonel Dolan also says New Yorkers are there for the people of Paris and eager to help. If you're looking to donate, you can do so online by going to SPTOND.org. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by an agent using an infrared camera. Now, when it comes to our border and border security, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News it should be quite simple.
Enforce all of our laws. I mean, I've been to the border. The border agents are frustrated. They need more people, more technology, some barriers. But whatever the law is, why are we enforcing all of our laws? We all believe that. You know, it's interesting. People think Hispanics don't believe it. We did a poll about immigration policy. We did a poll right after my election to see how we had done. And we asked, do you want us to have greater enforcement of immigration laws? I think it was 69%. So whatever the law is, we ought to be enforcing it. So if that's the law, the Attorney General ought to be enforcing it.
As far as why no one is compromising on Capitol Hill, Senator Scott says,
I think the Democrats believe it's a good issue for 2020. I've been up there a little over 90 days. Everything is about the election in 2020. They're frustrated. They hate Trump.
They don't want to give him a win.
No, they don't want to do anything that might help Trump. This is all about election in 2020. Every fight up there is about, we're not going to do anything because this might be good for Trump.
For more news, remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.